Warning, Weirdish covers content regarding conspiracies, controversial topics, subjects that may trigger post-traumatic stress, and content some may consider offensive. Listener discretion is advised.
Hey guys, welcome to Weirdish, where we talk about weirdish.
This
is Brian, here with Nami, Marvin, and Andriana.
Hello.
How's it going, guys?
Hi.
It's going, man. You know, quarantine life.
So, guys, witches.
Witches.
The
wicked
witchy.
Witches, nice witches, witch doctors. There's so many different types of witches. What do we think about them?
What do you think about witches?
What's the first thing that comes to mind when you hear about a witch?
Definitely not Salem.
I think of the extremely old, big-ass nose with a zit at the end. Pointy hat, and of course, an old straw broom, and some green skin.
Yeah.
That's right. Where did the greens come? Green skin come from?
Was it really green? Maybe it was like a shade of yellow. Maybe they had tuberculosis
or some sort of medical disease,
jaundice, medical skin condition.
Jaundice.
So they really were the sick emoji.
Yellow fever on the side.
Yeah, where did the green skin come from? Like, it can't be. Like, I feel like that was more of a like a cartoony version of it.
Yeah, I feel like she really was
that from
sick.
What was the name of that play?
Wizard of Oz.
That's pretty much the witch that
I. What are you talking about?
Yeah, the Wizard of Oz. Yeah, I've never seen the Wizard of Oz.
Put Kansas on the map. I've never met anybody from Kansas until Wizard of Oz.
Like, who would want to go back to Kansas anyway?
Actually, no, I'm just kidding. I do have a friend named Wes who actually lives in Kansas right now. But I'm just saying. Fun fact about Nami.
Yeah, that was great. When I think of witches, one of the first thing that comes to mind would definitely be folklore, like cultural folklore. So I don't know about you guys, but we have like a lot of witchy things in our folklore. I don't know. Like, what about you guys? Like, do you guys have that in your culture as well?
I'm white.
I'm a white American, born
in Florida. There's not many things about witches in our culture. The closest thing would
not
be
really
like
in mine
witches
either.
Up in Salem.
We don't do witches in mine.
And then, have you never heard of swamp witches? Aren't there like swamps in Florida?
Oh yeah, no, there's swamps, but I never met a swamp witch.
Yeah.
I made a swamp B word, but I ain't gonna
say nothing. Wow. Yeah.
Oh man.
I don't know. What about you, Marvin? Do you have any witches in your culture?
Witch doctors,
yeah.
Yeah. They're just like the voodoo shamans. They're not really called witch doctors. Like the word witch really isn't in like the Haitian vocabulary.
Oh yeah, it's just like the westernized understanding of it.
Yeah, because my mom was telling me she didn't understand what the witch term was until she came here to the Americas.
Witches.
Thinking about it, I've never heard of like a middle ground for witches. It's always been like they're good or they're bad.
Yeah.
They heal or they kill.
Oh. Exactly.
Okay.
Like,
but I never heard of a good witch until I started like seeing more like fantasy like movies and stuff like with like a nice witch. I always thought all witches were bad, and I was like, oh, that sucks.
Nami, don't
you
have
the Wizard of Oz is a perfectly good example of like there's the Wicked Witch of the West, and her sister is a good witch. You know,
true. So. And you know what's funny is I never actually paid attention to that. And what were you gonna say, Andriana? Were you gonna say what?
I was just going to ask if, like, there aren't witches in your culture.
Actually, no. For what I know, we don't really have witches. We were my whole family was all raised, like, Catholic and stuff, so
yeah,
we don't know.
I mean,
we don't believe in any of that.
My culture, we have a lot of Roman Catholics. I grew up Roman Catholic, but we still, like, kept our beliefs along with that, and it's quite common.
our whole culture changed once the Europeans came and we converted us to Christianity. We became strictly Christian.
Oh, so
it's
yeah,
even
just...
it's literally in the name of our I want to say slogan. That's not the slogan. God, it's the whatever.
It's kind of.
It says it on the tongue and seal.
The seal,
Tua motonga kohoku tofia, which means God and tonga are my inheritance. So it's like literally God and Christianity is what we were passed down from there.
Oh, nice.
We full on gave up our whole history. I don't know anything about our history, to be honest. And it doesn't help that I was raised in America, so I don't know anything about if we ever had any witches at all.
But don't you guys have, like, any, like, what you would call, I guess, home remedies? Like, even stuff like that, like herbalism?
Yeah,
is...
like, home remedies, but, like, even just, they were just stuff that we had around. I wouldn't really consider, like, we were doing witchcraft with them.
That counts as witchcraft. Like, herbalism is a part of witchcraft. Like, even it something simple what would be like a really common thing, like treating hiccups or something. I know if you actually, I don't even know if I'm like crossing cultures at this point, but
you might be cross cultures.
I might be, yeah, I always confuse it. I'm like, I don't know if this is like my culture or if this is something like everybody practices, but like if you're sick, we always get like water, brown sugar and lime. And we just like put it in a cup and drink it hot, and that like cures almost everything.
We have one thing is called noni. And
oh, noni! Yeah, we have noni too.
Oh, you guys have noni?
Yeah, we have noni.
Oh man,
dude, that thing heals everything, bro.
Man, I hate that damn thing.
That's
so
like
much.
A panacea.
Man,
yeah.
I got two concussions. What would my mom tell me? Drink noni. it was our cure for everything.
It is a panacea.
She was like,
yeah.
Don't worry. Drink noni. Go drink noni.
They say
I'm like,
even,
Mom,
I'm
dying. I'm literally throwing up all day. She's like, go drink some noni. You'll be fine. But you know what's surprising is my brother has done it to where he got a burn from doing fire knife and stuff. So he was spinning and the knife caught him and he was like full on burnt on his hand and everything. On his forearm.
Yeah.
A giant burn. And my mom was saying, just rub noni in it. It'll be fine. It worked. Like, I can't even deny it worked better than the aloe vera and everything else my brother was using. He literally just took noni and just wiped it on his arm, and then like within a couple of days it was gone.
Yeah,
it was a really bad burn too.
Like, I feel like anything, like my family always says that if there's like any ailments or anything that's introduced to the world, the best thing to do to cure it would be using something like from the earth, because the virus or whatever, you know, came from the earth, so you should be cured from the earth. So that's why we have like witch doctors, healers, stuff like that. So all of that would count under like witchcraft.
Oh, I just assumed it was just homemade remedy and y'all get right on this
one. Like, even superstitions like the black cat and everything, that's all like it falls under witchcraft. And like back then that would be like heresy if you even mentioned or did anything like that.
Interesting. Any thoughts on it, Brian? You look very interested.
It's thinking about it, back then witches were really frowned upon because I guess there's like two different ways of looking at it. Like you guys were saying, there was a lot of, if there were medical issues, a lot of the witches back then were known as healers, and they used natural things from the earth, natural things.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And those things would be healed. But then there's another side of history where I guess witches would be classified as dark and evil, calling upon spirits.
Yeah.
And you know, witches are actually mentioned in the Bible.
Yeah, they are.
Would you say that modern religions like Christianity and stuff are what has like literally put the bad like view on witches?
Yes. I fully believe that. I remember when I was in kindergarten, the Harry Potter movies, the whole franchise was just getting started and blowing up. The first Harry Potter movie was announced to be in theaters, and we read one chapter of Harry Potter in our kindergarten class. The next day, our teacher received like 4 notes from concerned parents saying we don't practice witchcraft in our home. That is satanic. True story.
And oh, my God.
You know, all we wanted to do was read Harry Potter. And,
there's nothing wrong with just wanting to read Harry Potter. The fuck?
You know, so, and it's really kind of, I don't know, in Christianity, witches are actually mentioned in the Bible in Book 1 of Samuel.
That's one of the mentions, but it's the most interesting one, though.
Yeah, it's King Saul actually seeks out a witch to summon
the Witch of Windor.
His the dead prophet Samuel's spirit to help him defeat an army.
Yeah, because he was at war.
The Philistine army. And the witch brought Samuel back, who then prophesized Saul's death, and Saul's son died in battle, and Saul committed suicide.
Yeah, the day
after. After that, people, I guess, related witches to death or something.
So, but,
and bad things.
Yeah, I mean, reason I agree with that too. Like even throughout the whole Bible, like not just Samuel, but the Old Testament period, there are several mentions of witches, witchcraft, and divination throughout, right? And the thing is, the reason why is because, like, this is back during, like, the medieval times with the Romans, when they established, like, Christianity. That's when they, like, denounced, like, witchcraft and witches and, like, even being, like, a middle wife or something. Having superstitions or like we were saying earlier, like home remedies and stuff like that, all of that would definitely classify you as a witch, and you would be tried after.
Is that because you're not just praying to God, you're actually trying to be God? Is that what they're considering it as?
Witchcraft is never something that you would say like you're trying to be God, but it's something where you're like, and it depends because there's like so many different types of witches as well. But it's something where I guess depending on where you're from, you're talking to like a spirit or a goddess, like all of them, like all the different types of witches, they have like someone that, you know, they use as like the middleman to talk to God. So they're like goddesses and gods before God, like demigods, I guess you would call them. And you would do your rituals around these people and they would take the message to God. So it's not something you see yourself personally as God, but it's something that like you feel like you're closer to God.
No, but I was saying, I was like, so does that mean, like, did the like, early Christians and everybody else or Christians just believe that that's what they were trying to do? It was like they were just trying to just be heretics and stuff. So we're like, we have to stop them.
The witch trials started because of Christianity. I mean,
like what I'm saying is, like, you got the people who, like, you got people now who will not take their kids to go get, like, some surgery or anything because of their religion. Like, it doesn't let them.
Like Jehovah's Witnesses.
Yeah. Like, it doesn't let them do that. Like, it could totally save that kid's life, but they're saying no because God's going to heal it. Is that why? That's a correlation I was trying to get from it.
Well, it depends on your denomination as well, because, you know, if you're a Christian, you can get surgery, but...
Yeah.
It really depends on, like, who you are, how you grew up, and what religion you practice.
True.
Yeah, because, like, I know Jehovah's Witness is something as simple as, like, celebrating your birthday with a birthday cake and having a candle on it. Like, you know when you blow the candle, you're supposed to, like, make a wish?
Yeah.
Right. So they think that's witchcraft. So they don't have birthdays or they don't celebrate Christmas or anything like that.
Bunch of jerks.
You know, and that's based on religions, different religions. Doing research on this, I was looking at this book that was published.
Oh, by the monks? The German monks?
Not monks. But yeah, they were German. It was it says 1486, called Malleus Maleficarum.
Yeah.
And it basically labeled witchcraft as heresy. And it was one of the most popular books, the only book that sold more copies in Europe other than that book was the Bible.
Yeah.
And it sold more. It was for over 100 years that happened. And that was before the Europeans came to America and populated America. And So the Salem witch trials in Massachusetts didn't happen until 1692.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
The earliest witch trials definitely started in Europe, and we have documented that, like, in 1324 was the first time that someone actually got tried for as a witch in Europe. So, yeah, this is something that started way before Salem. There are witch trials all over the world. Actually, there are witch trials happening today in modern society. Well, obviously in cultures that, they're in a developing country. So they still practice witch trials, like, even in, southern parts of Africa. Like, they do that to this date. So it's something that's, like, you know, started, like, way back 1300s. And the first person that was ever tried was, her name was, like, Alice Kittler, I believe. And the reason why they thought that she was a witch and why she got not necessarily tried because she eventually escaped, it was because she was married to this guy. I believe she had, like, several marriages as well, but she ended up marrying this guy, and he already had kids, and this guy died, right? So they thought, his children thought that she poisoned him, right? And that's another thing that they believe witches did, was, like, poison people. And if you see, like, a woman having, like, several marriages and stuff, that definitely classifies her as a witch as well. So because her husband died, someone went to the bishop and was like, hey, you know, mostly because of the children, they were like, hey, this woman, you know, she's practicing witchcraft. This happened in Ireland, by the way, specifically Ireland. So they brought her to London. And in 1325, which was the year after, like, literally the day before she was supposed to be burned at the stake, she escaped and disappeared, and no one ever saw her again. Yeah. So, cool fact. But the thing is, witchcraft has, you know, existed before then. I believe just Christianity and like, modern religion, like, made it seem like it was something evil. But before that, everyone saw them as healers, like, midwives and something, or, you know, healers or midwives, even them, yeah, like, bringing children. But we do see in, like, ancient times, like, we're going back to, like, Babylonian and Sumeria. And even, I believe this crosses over to Jewish mythology as well. We have Lilith, right? So have you guys heard of biblical Lilith?
Yeah, can you please explain Lilith? I've always been wanting to know, and okay. I never got a good explanation on it.
So Lilith was, depending on, you know, which school of thought you follow, she was the first wife of Adam, right? So in Jewish mythology, she was believed to have been made the same time as Adam out of stardust, because, you know, everyone says that Adam was made from stardust by God, and then, you know, you had Eve that was made from his rib, right? So apparently Lilith was made at the same time as Adam, both from stardust, but she didn't like Adam at all. She was very stubborn. I guess he wanted attention. This is like a modern day version of it, by the way. I'm just like,
modern day women are just like Lilith.
Yeah. Yeah, she was not interested in Adam at all. And he complained to God, and he was like, hey, she's not listening to me, and she's not paying attention to me. This isn't word for word, I'm just saying.
So Adam was a snitch?
Yeah, he complained to God, and then God was like, okay, I'll talk to her. So God went to talk to her, and she was like, yeah, it's not going to work with me and Adam. I'm sorry. Sorry, not sorry, right? So, yeah. She actually was believed to be the snake that tempted Eve to eat the apple, or whatever fruit was a forbidden fruit. You know, there is this conspiracy theory, I guess you could say, that like, Lilith and Eve, like, teamed up, and they were like, you know what, screw Adam, he kind of sucks.
So while Lilith and Eve were doing all this, where the hell was Adam and Steve? I always hear about Adam and Steve.
Adam and Steve, bro. Oh my god.
I always
hear
about Adam and Steve. I didn't team up.
That's a whole different type of story. But yeah, you know, people did say that, you know, maybe Eve didn't like him either. And, you know, Eve found Lilith in the garden and they were like, yeah, he kind of sucks. And then she was like, hey, you know what would totally, totally get him kicked out? Just tell him to eat that fruit over there. So there is that theory. So the reason why I bring up Lilith is because, depending on what school of thought you're accustomed to, or the one that you know about, she eventually becomes a demon. So Lilith is seen as a demon because, you know, like, she's, and this is the same reason why the devil is a devil, you know, wanting to bring light or knowledge, right? So Lilith wanted, the reason why she wasn't interested in Adam was because she was interested in everything around him instead, like in the garden. Like, she wanted to know everything. She wanted knowledge. And you know, the forbidden fruit brought knowledge, right? So she already was like doing her own, I guess, research or whatever. And because of that, she was seen as a devil. And after like the whole, you know, original sin thing, incident or whatever, people believe that Lilith would, like, if you check it out, like in mythology, she would prey on newborn children, right? Like, totally, like, eat your baby. Yeah. So I guess it was like kind of like a, I don't want
to, so like cannibalism, eat your child.
Not really cannibalism in the sense that she's like a she's a demon, so she does, she, I don't think she literally eats your child, but she takes her child away from you.
So that's where that whole legend of folklore and that kind of witch stereotype in movies is like witches capturing young,
yeah,
yeah, young children.
Yeah, this started way back.
Okay.
Yeah, and then there's like the kind of the opposite of her, because, you know, you have to balance things out. So like yin and yang, you have to have good and bad. So you have Ishtar, right? So Ishtar, I believe, was like Sumerian, or she was Babylonian. They kind of cross over. Those two cultures cross over for some reason. So you have Ishtar, and Ishtar is the origin of Easter that we celebrate as Christians. So a lot of paganism you can see in Christianity reflected, even though it's something that, you know, would be seen as heresy.
Yeah, so crazy. That throws me off.
Yeah, a lot of paganism was, like, I guess, Christianized and adapted into Christianity.
Yeah.
So we have Ishtar, and she is, like, the opposite. So Lilith would take your baby, and Ishtar would bless you with fertility, and she would also do the same for the land, right? So she would like, for harvest and stuff like that, if you wanted good crops, you have Ishtar.
Ooh, I watched that that TV show, The Viking, or yeah, the his one on History Channel.
Yeah,
and they sacrifice this guy, like one of their slaves, on the land, and they said a whole prayer, and like all the other Christians were sitting there like, oh my goodness, what are these pagans doing? They just like slit his throat, and they just like let the blood like go onto the fields and everything. I was like, holy crap. So I was like, damn, that's some crazy witchcraft right there.
Yeah, so it is. Yeah. People definitely sacrifice to these gods and goddesses.
Well, also, a lot of witches were thought to be pagans.
Yeah, a lot of.
And a lot of them were thought to be doing the devil's work.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Only because of Christianity. Yeah.
Only because of Christianity. Good job, Christianity.
Yeah.
Way to stick it to them.
I mean, we could see a lot of oppression coming from Christianity. I mean, I don't mean to, like, you know, be disrespectful to anyone.
We're not
going to
bash you guys.
Yeah.
Well, it's not being disrespectful. You're being truthful.
But it's telling the truth, though.
No sugarcoating, just telling it like
it is. It is what it is.
Yeah. Yeah. So we have the witch trials, which I believe we're going to do like a more in-depth episode on. But for right now, because of the information that we're trying to get through this podcast, we're only going to like go over it a little bit. But definitely look out for a more in-depth episode on different types of witch trials throughout the world, because there's more than just like the Salem witch trials. There's like more deadly.
The Salem Witch Trials is just the most popular.
It's the most popular, yeah.
Popular, made a movie, a book about
it. Yeah, it's super popular. And when you actually look into it, you're just like, really? This is what they were accusing people of?
It was complete BS,
I think
dude.
We should also preface this with we are not historians. We are not professors or professionals on this. This is all based on independent research and our personal views on this.
Yeah. Most of this is, using facts that we've read or heard, and putting our own perspective on it, mm-hmm. right? And that's weirdish. That's what we do. So you have to
weirdish.
Same. You have to ask yourself, like, if you know, during the witch trials and everything, like, witchcraft didn't really disappear, but I feel like it came back with a bang afterwards. After all the trials stopped, like, for some reason, we're seeing a reemergence of witchcraft and more people
a lot of people are more accepting of everything else, you know.
But that's so crazy how
modern day.
But it's so funny how we came, like, the first settlers here came because of they wanted religious freedom, but then they get here and then they start a whole witch trial against people just practicing, like, they're not, most of them weren't even really witches, but, like, just saying, if they were witches, that's what they practiced their religion, wouldn't that count under, like, why are you, like, yeah. that's, you should not be getting killed for that.
So the whole Salem witch trials thing was started because of a slave called Tituba. And Tituba. Oh, yeah. She was from South America, but we don't know which country she's from. And I'm not going to go, like, super in depth with it, but she was a slave, and I believe the Salem witch trials started because of misunderstanding, because of cultures. So Tituba grew up in her own community, her own village, and then she became enslaved afterwards. So she already had her cultural practices instilled in her, right? And I guess whichever culture she was from, because, like I said, we don't know which country, we just know she's from Central America, that's me. We just know she's from South America, right? And mm-hmm. if you're from, like, areas like that, you know that there are a lot of rituals and a lot of things that we do that would be seen as witchcraft to someone who hasn't seen that type of culture before. So you have, like even Africans, they have, like, a lot of, voodoo, obia, stuff like that, that, you know, would be normal if you grew up seeing people, like, dancing in circles and, like, doing chants and stuff like that, that would be normal for them. But you bring that to somebody that has never seen anything like that, they're gonna be like, oh, witches,
this devil's work.
Yeah, so I just believe like the Salem witch trial was definitely started because of a cultural misunderstanding.
No, for sure, I can see that happening.
And I believe that's the same thing with Christianity as well. Like, they didn't understand paganism. So they, you know, anything that you don't know is probably bad, right? That's why your parents mm-hmm. tell you not to talk to strangers. It's like the same idea, definitely the same place that, well, I think it came from, same place. So interesting fact. You know, when you hear about, like, law terms, you have, like, first, second, and third degrees of, like, murder and stuff like that. That came mm-hmm. from witch trials. That idea.
What?
Yeah. So
I never knew that. That's crazy. What?
Yeah, so depending on, like, what type of thing you were accused of, you would be, like, charged with first or second or third degree.
That is a crazy fact. Wow.
Yeah.
As far as, like, whether you're making, like, a small potion or putting a curse on something, like, what?
Yeah, that's the type.
So, like, a potion could be, like, oh, like, this is a first-degree felony or third degree, and, oh, you cursed my cotton fields, then you're sentenced to death. Like, right. Something like that.
Pretty much.
Yeah, so, depending on it would be your punishment of what you would get, right? And like I said, we're just briefly going over witch trials, because I do want to get back into the whole witchcraft thing of, like, in history. So we have, even in Greek mythology, we have Circe, which is the goddess of magic. So even way back then, there were...
Did you say Circe?
Circe, yeah.
Don't like that name. Don't like Cersei. Game of Thrones got me messed up. I still don't like Cersei.
You know what? That's probably, she was, the actual damn, goddess was probably the inspiration, because a lot of writers, especially in Hollywood, they use Greek mythology to create their characters. And the same thing with like the seven deadly sins. We see that with like even SpongeBob. I think they created the characters off of that. Like Greek, oh, yeah, gluttony, and all of that. Yeah. So Hollywood is like definitely like 100% into Greek mythology, or any mythology, just as inspirations for their characters.
It's more of a holistic practice nowadays, and a lot of these witches will a lot of witches nowadays, from what I've seen, what I've personally witnessed, they make potions for like healing or for love,
yeah,
or peace of mind, and or they make like talismans for,
yeah,
protection and good luck, and it's never been anything
like, I would say the ones
get
like
me a bat's tail,
yeah,
you know,
I would say oh, my bad. Sorry.
No, you're
sorry.
Good.
I'm trying to get Devil's this one out whisper. Before I forget it. No, the reason, like, what I was thinking with the whole modern day type of witches and stuff, the modern day practice of it, I feel like they're just more, I think they are the definition of free spirit, not with the whole entire Instagram model free spirit version.
Oh my God.
It's not even a real free spirit. I feel like they really are what they, like, the real definition of what a free spirit is. They're just one with the earth.
Being themselves.
One with everything. They're
and
just,
nature.
Yeah, they're themselves.
So, like a spiritual hippie.
Yeah, there's spiritual hippies. Love hippies. Love hippies.
Awesome God, people, yeah. Hippies.
go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
No, go ahead, Brian.
Be my guest.
My bad. I got to get off everybody. I just had to get that out of my head before.
Well, no,
I forget.
Like, because I've come in contact with a couple of witches during, you know, holistic, not rituals, but celebrations like new moon ceremonies,
yeah,
full moon ceremonies, and it's always been a very loving crowd.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so it's really it's got me curious, thinking like, what, like, how were people so against this back years
it
ago?
Is fair,
was
yeah.
it, you know, it is something that's very different. Like, how could, like, personally, and this is my belief, I don't think that those potions or those talismans or rocks can heal. I don't think they can protect you. I think they're just objects. But I respect everyone's religion.
Yeah, yeah. If you believe it, and I can beliefs.
And so, but it's thinking about how they were years ago, centuries ago. Was there something different? If there is some sort of, you know, dark side of witchcraft still.
Yeah, that's what,
yeah,
I'm thinking.
Why is that not well known?
Well, okay, you said why the dark side isn't well known?
I mean, in my world, it's not.
Okay,
maybe
so
it is.
In my culture, it's two of them. Like, it's like I said, yin and yang. So you have people who, I guess you would say, practice white magic, and people who have practiced black magic, right? And that's like the easiest way to explain it. We do have people who, like I said, are witch doctors and healers. So these are the people where, like, you know, if you had something, even cancer, stuff like that, you could be healed by going to a witch doctor and getting a potion or medicine from, like I said, herbalism. We have like different plants doing different things. We do a lot of cleansing. We do it like once a year. Sometimes we do it like depending on the season. Like you were saying, you know, you said you went to like a festival for the new moon or something like, yeah, that, right? So we have, for the coming of like new seasons and stuff, we always have like I don't want to say like a festival. It's not really a festival, but we all acknowledge it. And then you have people who you would go to if you're like, okay, this guy doesn't like me and I want him to like me, so I'm gonna go to this witch doctor or Obia person and be like, hey, can you do this or that? And depending on it, like what you want, like if you want this person to like stick with you forever, you would do like something either crazy, like what we call like sweat rice. And I think I told, did I tell you about that before, Nami?
You told me that before too. Yeah,
I've never heard of the sweat rice. I honestly don't remember.
Ritual, yeah.
Can you explain the sweat rice? I would love to hear the sweat rice.
Explain this sweat
rice. Please, this has to do with witchcraft. I know this has to do with witchcraft.
It is witchcraft. It is witchcraft.
Come on. Hit me with the sweat rice. It is witchcraft. The sweaty rice. So... Get down to sweaty.
Oh, my God. I mean, just the thought of sweat rice, just the sound of it alone, just the name would make you be like, ew, that sounds disgusting. But when you actually hear what it actually is, you'll be like, oh, that's even worse than I thought.
Oh, God.
So this is something.
Let's preface this with, if this is an actual thing in somebody's culture, we mean no offense, but
it is in my culture.
Americanized people, this is kind of funny.
Yeah, to Americans, to us it's not a normal practice, but it's something people joke about a lot, and it's like terrible. If you see one of your friends going through it, you feel sorry for them. And I have seen known of people who have been victims of this. And it's actually quite obvious, like there are signs that you would see that the person wouldn't see because they're under this spell. So like I said, there's good and there's bad, right? So with sweat rice, I would say it's bad because you're basically bewitching this person that didn't want to be bewitched and didn't know that they were bewitched, right?
Now what is the process?
Yeah, I gotta hear the process. So okay. You're hyping this up a lot.
So check
really
this out. Check this out. The process is technically you would have to invite this person over to your house, right? And like the name suggests, you would give them a dish which has rice, which is really common in my culture. It's so easy to like disguise this. So you have before the person would come over, you have to prepare the meal, right? So when you're preparing, everything else would be normal, but the rice obviously would have like a little extra something, right?
What's the extra something? Can I hear the extra something? I really want to know what the extra something is.
just cut to how you prepare this rice.
So how you prepare this rice would be, you would have to have like this pot, right? So you make it in a pot. You don't use a rice cooker. You need a pot. And the reason why you need a pot is because while you're preparing the rice, you need to stand over this rice without any undergarments and let the steam let you sweat from your nether regions into the pot.
Whoa,
right?
That's great. Wait.
And I'm not done.
For men?
I don't think it discriminates, honestly. I feel like
last time you told me about this, you have to have a pot still. You have to be cooking the rice without any underwear on, and you have to be menstruating and let the sweat fall into
that pot. I was getting to that. It's not necessary to be menstruating, but all spells are stronger with blood. Now, I'm not speaking about the process of this to encourage anyone to do it either. This is just an example of bewitching someone. This isn't something I think anyone should practice at all.
Not.
And if you're listening to this, please do not try it.
You could burn yourself.
I mean, aside from burning yourself, this is a cultural practice for some, and I don't even know if it'll really work. You know, maybe it's just stories.
Man, I'm about to be making rice.
Oh my gosh. But the reason why I brought it up is because other places have a similar way of doing it. I heard some cultures use coffee instead of rice, but it's so perfectly disguised. I mean, we eat rice with almost everything. The person would never know, and that is just terrible.
Does fecal matter make it stronger?
No.
I don't think so.
I thought I could double it.
Two girls, one cup, bro.
Ew.
This is not two girls, one cup. You would just serve this rice to the person, and this person would be in love with you, like, forever. Like, they would not leave you. Even if they wanted to leave you, they would feel like they cannot leave you.
Yo, they better not have no blood disease.
Oh yeah, you. Oh yeah, of course. That's not something hygienic. You could definitely catch something if the person has something.
Got a couple blood clots in there. Yeah, right.
Yeah, you eat the food, and you want to know why your lip has like blisters all over. Like,
God, it's horrible.
Yeah, I've never heard of that happening. Like a STI or STD being transferred like that. But I can see how it's possible.
I don't know. I ate this depending on what it is. I got this bump on my lip.
That's an awkward conversation. I feel like I haven't had sex in weeks. And for some reason I have this bump on my lip.
I've never heard that happening, but you guys are crazy.
Herpes.
Yeah, this is, I mean, there are other ways you can like bewitch someone into liking you. But that's just like the most extreme one. And that's the one I always get reactions from for some reason. I mean, I can see why. It's taboo, I guess. To people who aren't aware that people actually practice this stuff. So...
Has anybody ever gave you sweaty rice, Andriana?
No. Oh, no. No. This isn't... Honestly, this is something you would more likely find in, like a village. It's not really something you would practice in the city. And by the way, it's quite common to live in a village. It's quite normal.
God, it sounds like something life. I saw in what's that movie? Damn, what's that one with all the like the really colorful lights? But it was like a thriller, like a horror movie. It just came out.
Midsommar.
Yeah, Midsommar. Did you remember that part in Midsommar?
Where the girl, I didn't like, watch the movie.
She cut off some of her pubic hair and then put it in the thing just to get the guy, ooh, to fall in love. I was like, ooh.
Oh, that's another way. Yeah, that's definitely another way. You can do that too.
That's gross.
You can do that too.
Oh God.
Now, or you could get,
obviously not all spells or potions are made in that way. Now, no. And there are, you know, obviously different outcomes for spells and potions.
Yeah. So now, just like
witches, they practice, you know, making potions, doing spells, rituals. And this is just me not knowing. Maybe you guys have some insight. What's the difference between a witch, a shaman, people who practice, you know, voodoo? I mean, no offense. I don't know if voodoo is a form of witchcraft.
It is.
What it is? Okay. Yeah. So what are some of the differences between, you know, witches, shamans? Is there like a title for people that practice voodoo? Is there a title for them? Because witches, they practice witchcraft.
Not really, but in my opinion, I believe all of that stuff is essentially all the same. It just has a different name based on your religion.
It's similar. Like, yeah, it's just similar.
Different practices based on their culture. Is
exactly.
That what you mean?
It's a cultural thing. Yeah, it's a cultural thing. And the reason why I'm saying that is because shamans are more likely, their purpose is to talk to like spirits.
Exactly.
And bringing messages to you, right? Witch doctors are more like for the people that are around. So you would go to a shaman if... let's say you have like a ritual that you need, like let's say your crops aren't doing well or something, you would definitely go to a shaman and like, you know, ask him, hey, can you like contact like the, I don't know, the god of harvest or something, and see what he says about why I'm not getting like a successful crop or something. And a witch doctor would be like, I'm not feeling well, you know, can you do something to heal me?
Yes. Here's a chicken foot, some mud, yeah, and 2 hours of sunlight. You'd be all right.
And oh, one bowl of sweaty rice. One
it's
bowl.
It's sweat one rice, bowl. Not sweaty
one
rice, bro.
Bowl of sweaty rice.
Oh my gosh.
It will clean you up.
But
so, only, no.
Now, can we talk about how there's a common, a very common stereotype about witches? Being able to fly on brooms.
Yeah.
Do you think at one point that was ever a thing?
No.
You know, nowadays, no. I don't
have
either.
I've not found any proof of witches flying on brooms. Not
bro,
one.
Neither
at
have
least
I.
In my culture, they do not fly. Nah. And I think this is more of a European belief. I think that the reason why they said that was because the witches took drugs. and this is probably normal. They probably were like tripping out and they imagined themselves flying. But what witches did, they all met for a Sabbat and they would fly, quote unquote, fly to the Sabbat, right? So I guess what it really meant was they got high and then they went to the Sabbat,
right,
for their meeting.
Right.
Yeah. They probably felt like they were flying.
Yeah. You think about all these ancient folklore. You know, they had to originate somewhere. All these major stereotypes had to have some sort of origination, or maybe even truth, you know?
Right.
Maybe not there is a truth in everything. Some sort of, you know, was it something that was said that was taken too literal? Was it something that was actually done and witnessed, and it was an ancient lost practice that we don't know about? I'm not saying that people used to be able to fly, but, you know,
I think it's a combination.
Yeah, could be a combination.
Yeah, and like I said earlier, like, misunderstanding.
Yeah.
So, yeah, depending on, like, the person listening to it and the person telling it, like, I can tell you something, and the way you perceive it will be entirely different from the way I perceive it. So, you know, that sounds, you know, misunderstanding is just a thing. Like, if in my culture I say it like this, and then I try to translate it to you, and something gets lost in the translation, and you're like, oh, wow, you guys fly on brooms, then that's on you. That's not on me.
Right. I'm pretty sure that's what happened.
Yeah.
Or something along those lines.
Yeah. So I just want to mention something interesting, and this has to deal with, more with like warlocks, because, you know, warlocks. Because yeah, because they're like male witches, you know.
No, that's just a badass guitar.
those guitars look nice. Like, they look that really was the nice. Most
musician joke I ever heard in my life. Only Brian laughed. It was great.
Yeah,
I looked at Brian's
that
screen. I was
great.
Like, Brian's laughing.
Those are
I was
awesome.
Like, yeah, it
warlock
is.
Guitars. They're two. They're basses, I believe. They more so focused on bass guitars, and they look too metal for my taste.
Yeah,
they
no,
look
no,
super
they are
metal,
extreme metal. I'm just like, what?
Yeah, they're so metal.
I've never seen one. Yeah. I really want to see one. Man. I grew up in a reggae household. I've never got to see anything cool.
Wow.
So, I mean, we already touched on why witches were, you know, eventually seen as evil because of heresy with Christianity and their understanding of paganism. So, what I want to know is why witches were associated with the devil. Mm. Like, why do you guys think that it was, like, so engraved or put together with the image of witches?
Like, I feel you like, know, in my perspective of it, the reason why they kind of assumed that, like, anything that was, like, didn't have anything to do with God as the main reason of why everything was healed or fixed is witchcraft. And that means you asked the devil to help you do the same thing. Because if God didn't do it, that means it has to be strictly the devil who did it.
The devil.
Right.
Yeah, that's what
that I makes
think.
Sense. That makes sense. And yeah, I can see that.
I was going to say the same exact thing. If it's not something that you can pray for God to heal, then
it's the devil.
And you go by other means, or you pray to some other, you know, entity.
Because wouldn't you
in
say Christianity,
that? Christianity, like, it's just God and the devil,
yeah.
Correct?
Yeah.
I mean, there's
so
there's no other in between.
No. What's the first
other
commandment?
Cultures.
John, because I forget.
The first commandment.
Yeah. What's the first commandment? Is that like nothing before or what is it?
Oh, yeah, I see what you're saying. Yeah, the first commandment. Yeah. Oh, the first commandment is, I am thy Lord. Thou shalt not have no other gods before
me.
Yeah,
so that's what I'm saying. So if you do anything that isn't God doing, like, resolving your problem, then it's automatically devil work or heresy.
But
you broke the
first
commandment right there.
Yeah, I can see that because most witches have, like, I don't know what you would call it, but they have two gods, or the understanding of one goddess, one god, right? And I know with Wiccans, they have the moon god, which is female, and the horn god, which is male. And like I said earlier, there is a balance to things, even in witchcraft. So you have male-female energies, just like how you have good and bad energies, right? But I honestly feel like, you know, witchcraft can be something that has, like, a gray area. And it can be, like if someone, if you're, okay, so from my understanding, witchcraft is, like, all about intention. So depending on your intention, it would say, like, you could justify something by saying, I am doing this thing that could be bad because of something that could be good later. Or in my mind, it would bring a good result.
Cool, it could bring that good result, but best believe there's going to be some kind of backlash.
There could be backlash, and
I'm going to disagree. It's not a could. There will be a backlash. No ifs, ands,
buts. Like a balance?
There has to be balance. There has to be a give
and
take.
There has to be a balance.
Yeah. If you're messing with stuff like that, no matter what you do, if you're trying to wish ill on someone, something's going to come back and bite you in the ass. If you're trying to be a millionaire, cool. You'll be a millionaire for like a week. Best believe you're going to lose all that money somehow.
That's kind of like the deals with the devil. And I think that's why witches were associated with the devil as well, was because they would make things happen. And the devil is also known of as like, you know, doing you a favor for another favor, right? So I think because they were like, you know, answering people's quote unquote prayers or wishes, because of that, they were seen as in consort with the devil, right? And that's also something that I think Christians believed happened when witches met for a Sabbath. They said that they would dance around in circles like naked or whatever, and then the devil would come and they would all have like an orgy. And they thought every Sabbath was like that for some reason. Yeah, it's crazy. It is crazy. It is very metal. Very metal. Very metal. So the reason why I brought up like the whole warlock thing was because I wanted to mention Nazis. And, you know, Adolf Hitler... my bad, I messed up his name. Adolf Hitler.
Adolf Hitler.
He had... the Nazis in general, you know, had like a really deep occultism involved in it. And it was because they would consult or use occultic rituals to see what would happen like during wars and stuff, right? And even Hitler, he had Erich Hannesen, right? So this guy, I don't know if you guys know this, but Hitler was not respected. He was a politician, but he was not respected at all. And then this guy, Erich Hannesen, he was like, hey, he was like the psychic slash warlock. He was like, hey, in a year, you are going to be the most respected politician, and you and your people will get into, this huge leadership role. And lo and behold, a year after, even though people did not respect Hitler, he became who we know him as today. So no one really, actually, you don't hear it a lot where people talk about like Hitler before Hitler became Hitler. You just know that he was a painter, and he got mad because this girl didn't like him back. But, you know, there is more to that.
There was a World War One story where somebody could have shot him and they didn't. Like, they let him go. And that guy swore that it was Adolf Hitler that he let go. That was just a random thing.
Oh, yeah, I remember that story. Yeah, when he was a boy, right?
No, it was during the war. During World War One.
During the war?
Yeah, during the war. Oh. They were literally shooting. He was aiming at him and he could have took the shot and he just... let him go. Like, Adolf Hitler like looked back and it just ran off.
Oh, yeah. Didn't he almost drown too as a kid?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, and someone saved him. It was like a priest or something saved him, and he became Hitler afterwards, later on in life. I feel like there are like multiple times where he almost died. There was even and this goes back to like witchcraft or whatever. There is even an attempt by witches to kill Hitler, like overtake him.
Yeah, damn. Even the witches.
Yeah,
like
it was
him?
Called Operation Cone of Power.
Do you know more about that operation? Do you know what they were trying to accomplish? Well, not trying to accomplish, but what.
And what were they going to try to do?
So these were Wiccan witches, right? And this was like during
Wiccan
the
19th, right?
Yeah,
so
there Wiccan
are
witches
types
specifically.
Of witchcraft.
Okay. Yeah, there are. There's several types of witchcraft, and even Wiccans have like subcategories as well. So there are different types of witchcraft. So you have like people who are like elementals, who like deal with nature, like fire, winds. Earth, stuff like that, and then you have the ones that are like more psychic and clairvoyant. So there's like several types of witches. So yeah, these Wiccan witches, they were trying to overtake or like attack Hitler, and they were even known to have like confused Napoleon when he was trying to invade England, and also a Spanish Armada in 1588. So they were known to actually like stop people, and they wanted to do the same with Hitler. Obviously they weren't successful, but they, you know, were successful according to their history, with Napoleon and the Spaniards. Do you guys think that you or anyone you know would be classified as a witch today? Like if modern people lived back in like the medieval times or when the witch trials were happening, do you think they would be, or you would be persecuted?
I think everyone would be persecuted if we went back to medieval times. They think we are all witches, knowing our modern practices and all that.
Yeah, complaining about our Wi-Fi going out.
Wow. Yeah, you would go to hell for even mentioning Wi-Fi.
Well, me and Nami would definitely get killed, like, right off the bat.
We don't last very
or
long.
Or enslaved and sold.
Or enslaved. We don't last very long in the show. Never. No scary movies really end with a brown guy in it. He always dies, like, somewhere in the... Nope. So black guy dies first, but then brown guy dies in the middle trying to save somebody when he wasn't supposed to do it. That's 90% of every horror movie. So
I would probably be, like... I would be the second person to die. Like, I feel like I would be the person that, like, trips in the woods, and then the killer just gets them because for some reason they just catch up to you anyway.
You would die like that?
What? I feel like
way.
If I'm in a horror movie, I think that's how I would go out. Just because of stereotypes. But if I lived in medieval times, I would definitely be tried as a witch. Just because I'm a woman, first of all.
Well, depending on location, if I am in somewhere in like where Jerusalem was and all like Saudi Arabia, I would be fine. I think I would last pretty long.
Oh, you would
Everybody
probably last.
Everybody else
like,
might have some issues, but me, I'm pretty good there.
Yeah, you would definitely blend in.
I'll blend in. They won't know anything.
You'll blend in easily.
They won't know to me.
So just to go over like what would classify you as a witch, and you guys would not be witches, by the way, because you're guys. Witches are female. I don't think there was like a warlock trial or something, which is solely sexist, but you know, whatever. I don't think there was...
Well,
I mean, I need to look deeper into it, but I don't think like
guys still got
back then
like burned and hanged for being quote unquote witches. They weren't called witches, but we pretty much got effed up too during the Salem witchcraft.
I mean, that's
trial.
A different type of history, though.
I mean, I guess, but
yeah,
same thing.
Same thing. So in terms of witch trials, right? Right off the bat, you would be considered a witch if you could not financially support yourself.
Yes.
Oh, God.
But you would also be tried as a witch if you're financially, like, a financially independent woman. Like, you know, all those women that are like, I'm independent, I don't need no man or whatever. All of them would be tried.
Oh,
they would be tried for sure. If you have more than one female friends, right? You probably are a witch because you guys are probably meeting up and having a Sabbath with the devil, right? But if you also have an argument with your female friends, you're probably also a witch because they can totally look at you and start convulsing and say, "Oh, I'm a witch," right? And you would be trying.
That's horrible.
That's pretty much how Salem went anyway, right?
That's messed up.
If you are really old or really young, you also probably could be a witch because even during the Salem witch trials, for example, there was like this 4-year-old that went to jail as punishment for being a witch because she said she was a witch and her mother got hanged for being a witch. Her mom was Sarah Good, which was one of the women that was like the almost the first to, if not the first, to be hanged for being a witch. Because she said, oh, my mom is a witch and I'm a witch. So that's why. If you're a healer, like we were talking about, like a witch doctor or whatever, you would be persecuted. And then you have, if you are married and you had no kids, you probably are a witch because, you know, you can't really have kids.
So if you have a birth defect where you can't give birth, you're a witch.
Yeah, even if you have like a birthmark or a mole, they're like, witch. Another way they would check is to like tie you up to a chair and throw you in the water. And if you float, you're a witch. If you don't float, then you still die. So
I never understood that. That's one I never understood. When they used to throw
in the
water.
Yeah, swimming test.
It never made sense because it was like everything that naturally a human body would do. But they just said, if you do what the natural human would do, you are a witch. Because most people, if you end up going to water, you end up floating up to the top if you're holding your breath. But unless you hold, unless you let go and stuff, I don't know, man.
It's crazy.
It's just crazy. It's never understood that. It was such BS.
It's ridiculous. Like, the whole witch trial thing is just ridiculous. Because, like, obviously a lot of people died that weren't witches. And then you have, like, people who are actually witches as well. I mean, I have interesting, like, folklore. Because we have witches in our folklore as well. Well, for example, I grew up hearing this story a lot from my family, right? There was this lady, and she's a witch. But she's like a shape-shifting witch, and I don't think she can die. I think she's like immortal, right? And she turns into this bird, and when she turns into this bird, she can steal your child, like your newborn child, like a really young child. And the way you would avoid her doing that is to tie this red string around your baby's wrist when you put them in the crib at night. But if you don't do that, she will definitely steal your baby. And she's like Lilith in a sense, because she can take your newborn, right? I know Mexicans have something similar to this folklore as well that they call La Lechuga, which, you know, it kind of ties in with the whole idea of it. I know there's a story specifically that I grew up hearing, and this comes from like my family's village, where there was this young child, and, you know, she went missing overnight, and the next morning they went to look for her, and like she was in a tree, like stuck there, and it was really, really high, so it made no sense that she would be all the way up in this tree. And they saw this bird right there around her, and they were like, oh, it's the witch, the same witch I was talking about earlier. And you know what, trees are in a sense. And you know what? I grew up hearing certain trees harbor or attract spirits. Certain trees act as an in-between point of our world and the spiritual realm, right? We see this in Celtic culture as well. They have the tree of life, for example, which is also a portal to the invisible world. And you know, the more I research into other cultures and beliefs, the more I realize that there are a lot of overlaps. I feel like they all probably started from one place. If that makes any sense.
That's a funny thing though. Like, why is this, like, so many myth, like, so much mythology, like, pretty much, like, there's a lot of, like, parallels.
Like, overlapping?
Yeah, there's a lot of parallels between each one.
Like, even with the Bible, it's the same way. Like, you see a lot of overlapping as well, which I find it interesting. Like, they all probably came from, like, one belief or something. Like, even if you're from another religion, like, even when you pass, like, you go to your version of heaven and hell.
Yeah, you know what's funny is, if I was ever die, I would never want to go to heaven with a bunch of other people. I want my own heaven. I want my heaven with a bunch of joints.
Wow.
Overflowing
personalized
beer.
Heaven.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want, like, overflow of beer everywhere I go.
Wow. It's a beer fountain.
Yeah, it's beer fountain. Just,
you would end up in a good place.
That's all I want. That's all I want.
You would end up in a good place.
Mint chocolate chip ice cream. Wow. All I ever want. I'll be so happy and so content.
So we're back on the whole idea of, you know, like how you grew up, your environment, your culture, your religion. Depending on that is, I guess, how you would see witchcraft and witches. So if you have any stories or anything that you would want to share, stuff that we didn't go over that you thought would contribute to the topic, because like I said, we're doing a part two of this, or a more like a follow-up that we could go over it as well, something that we would go more into witch trials as well. So you can expect us to have like an interview with like a couple witches later, something like that. Look out for it. But if you have anything in your own culture that you want to share, that you think would be a good follow-up to this, like when we get into like more specific witches and mythology and witch trials, please feel free to email us, contact us. The email address is thatsomeweirdish@gmail.com. You can go to the website, weirdish.tv, check out the contact form, send us a message there. You can DM us at weirdishtv on Instagram and Twitter. Or just tweet us if you want to and share your story. We want to hear from you. That would be great. So until next episode, that's some weird-ish.